From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Thursday edition of the Living Truth program as we continue our study of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where the Word of God says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Now, like I have been emphasizing throughout the course of this week, these are two verses of Scripture that every Christian should memorize, meditate upon, and apply to their individual lives. In verse 1 of Romans 12, we have a call for a dedicated life. In verse 2, we have a cause for a dedicated life. And we've been looking just at verse 1 so far this week. And today I want us to, the Lord willing, to complete it. Notice what it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Now, if you did not have the opportunity of hearing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday's program, I would encourage you to contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries so that we can send you the CD of those programs, because we really have been laying the foundation as to why we should be presenting our bodies unto the Lord. And I don't have the time to review it today, so I trust that if you were not able to be with us Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, that you will request the entire series of messages on Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Today, we're going to be talking about presenting our bodies unto the Lord. And that's the challenge that the Word of God gives to every Christian. There's no Christian who is exempt from this. In short, what this passage of Scripture is teaching us is this: in light of all that God has done for us through His great mercies, we are to present our bodies unto Him. Now, that word present, as you see it there in Romans 12 and verse 1, basically means to give over to or to yield. In other words, what we are to say as Christians is this: God, this is my body that I'm giving to you. This is my body that I am giving to you. Now, why should we say that? Well, we should say it for at least three reasons. Number one, because of the fact that those of us who are saved live in a body that has been redeemed by Jesus Christ. I brought that out yesterday when we looked back into Romans chapter 3, where it talks about these great mercies of God, that one of God's mercies that we have is the mercy of redemption. The fact is that we are God's purchased possession through the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. And so in reality, since our bodies as Christians are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we should present our bodies to the Lord. The second reason why we should present our bodies unto the Lord is because we are indwelt by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit lives in the life of every Christian. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20 clearly stipulates that the Holy Spirit lives in us. And since God lives in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit, we should give God our body. And then there's a third reason why we should give God our body, and that's because our bodies are owned by God. God owns us. We don't own ourselves. God owns us. Let me just read those two verses of Scripture for you in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20 says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." And so you see, my body is a Christian, your body is a Christian, is the temple of God, the Spirit of God is in you. You don't belong to yourself, I don't belong to myself. We belong to the Lord because we've been bought with the price of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and therefore we are to glorify God in our body. We are to give God our body and say, "Lord, here is my body. Take it and use it in the way that you want it to be used." Now, that's the biblical reason why God wants our bodies. Let me share with you, as it were, a practical reason why God wants our bodies. Let me ask you this. What can you do without your body? Nothing, right? There's not a thing that you can do without your body. For instance, you might be sitting in a chair right now somewhere, maybe having a cup of coffee or listening to the radio in your easy chair. Well, if that's the case, get up out of your chair without your body and walk into the next room. Can you do it? No. You might think about it, but you can't do it. The fact of the matter is, in this life, everything that we do is in our body. Therefore, when God has our body, He has our all. When God has our body, He has who we are. When God has our body, He has our life. And so this idea of presenting our bodies unto the Lord simply means for us to say, "Lord, here's my life, take it and let it used. Let it be used for your honor. Let it be used for your glory. Let it be used in the way that you want it to be used." But notice, as we continue to look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, it says that we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That phrase, a living sacrifice, is very interesting. You know, back in the Old Testament, the priests of the Old Testament would continually offer sacrifices of the bulls and the goats and the lambs unto the Lord. We know, as we study the New Testament book of Hebrews and other passages of Scripture, that those sacrifices of the Old Testament did not completely take away sin. They just atoned sin or covered over sin as they looked forward to the work of Jesus Christ on the cross. The work of Jesus Christ on the cross through His shed blood has taken away our sin and has given us complete forgiveness, for which we thank the Lord. But you see, the priests in the Old Testament offered sacrifices unto God. In the New Testament, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ are what we refer to as believer priests. We are, as it were, priests of the Lord. For instance, go to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." The fact of the matter is, as Christians, we are priests, which means that we are able to come to God through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Therefore, we are to give, as a priest would give sacrifices in the Old Testament, we are to give our bodies as a sacrifice unto the Lord in a way that is holy and acceptable unto God. In other words, our bodies belong to God. Let us sacrifice our bodies to the Lord in a holy fashion, which simply means to dedicate our body, to set aside our body unto the Lord in the way that's acceptable unto God, where we simply say, "Lord, this is my body. You have saved me. You have forgiven me. You have given me eternal life. Now, Lord, here is my body. Take it and use it in the way that you want it to be used. Now, what would that involve? Well, it simply involves living a life of holiness that is acceptable unto God. And the last phrase of Romans 12:2 says, which is your reasonable service. In other words, in light of all that God has done for us through faith in Jesus Christ, it is only reasonable that we go to the Lord and say, Lord, here is my body. Here is my life. Take it and use it, Lord, in the way that you want it to be used. Dear Christian, have you ever done that? Have you ever done that? Have you ever said, Lord, here is my body. It belongs to you. So use my body, that is, use my life in whatever way you want it to be used. I would venture to say that there are some Christians under the sound of my voice right now who've never done that. I would say also there are some Christians who've done that, but then they've taken their bodies back. But you know, beloved, God wants us to give him our life entirely. If you're saved, you belong to the Lord. Why don't you give back to the Lord what is rightfully his in the first place, so that he can use your body in such a way that will honor and glorify him? That is really the call for the dedicated life. And I trust that each one of us will respond to that biblically. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will look at Romans 12:2 briefly. So I trust that you'll be there by the radio with your Bible opened as we study together. Until then, from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.